Yes, that music means it's time for the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Greg Flam is in the building. He, of course, DuPage Picker, at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And he is in studio with all sorts of goodies. And he's ready to answer all your questions. We've got a lot of texts and phone. 312-981-7200. And as always, Best Brad gets you a pizza. All right. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be here.
There we go. I got you.
Got you.
All right. All right. So how was this week to you? I always like to ask that question.
You know, it's quarter four, so now it's just concentrating on selling. You know, you just want to list as much as you can and just get it sold. And because obviously any retail business, this is the time of year that they make good money. So kind of doing the
same thing. Is it just piled up? Like, you just have stuff piled up everywhere?
People call them death piles. they call them money piles, death piles. Yeah, profit piles. Yeah, I have a few. I have about three rooms, not filled to the top, but I have three rooms that I work from. So
this is the profit room,
right?
I like it. All right, 312-981-7200. Get up on the line now or text in what you want to brag about, and we'll get you lined up for getting that Lou Malnati's pizza. Greg, what'd you bring today?
All right, another Bears poster giveaway.
Gosh, we can go. Just nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, and if you know me by now, I collect posters. I have probably every Bears giveaway poster there ever was. This one is from 1988. Yeah, 1988.
Classic.
And it's got the greatest linebackers. And again, we've talked about...
So it goes
about,
back in time, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these just don't make it home because you're beating your family with them as you're watching the game, or just carrying them to the train after the game, or the
so
weather.
So they're given out at the stadium.
Yeah, so this is something they gave away. And
Did that go for anything? I mean, when you have like handouts where they do those
some
things.
Some more than others. It depends how many they make. Did they give them away like at the Chevy dealers? If they just gave them away at the stadium only, they might be worth a little bit more. And a condition, of course, is everything. But
what about the several pieces of almost scratch-offs they give you at a White Sox game? All those different deals on it, you know, when they walk in. It's not really worth anything, and you never win.
Yeah.
Is that worth anything after the fact? Because I'd make a killing on that stuff in my drawer right now.
Right. If that was me, I would just, if you bought a program, I would just throw that in the program in maybe 10, 20 years. You know, it just enhances.
They'll be like, what is this Dunkin' Donuts?
Right, right. I brought a couple other things.
Let's see what you got. What else?
Okay, so I met up with a caller from last week, Mary. She had all that Marshall Field stuff, and I did buy some stuff from her.
Nice.
And one of the things I bought was this Marshall Field fan.
Yeah,
and when
look
she
at this.
Called, I was thinking it was going to be like a, you know, fan
Japanese
that,
kind of fan. Yeah.
And I thought it'd be that, but actually, it's just kind of a piece of cardboard with the Marshall Field, intersection with the clock, of course. And
do you know when that's from?
I can't find it, and there are none on eBay, so that makes it pretty rare. So I started an auction at $30.
Yeah, you just make it up too. Say it's 1912,
right? You know, and then the fun thing I brought was I don't know if anyone remembers from the 80s, Aroma Disc. They were records, and they were a disc that had a scent on them, and they made all the different ones. And this one is sealed, and it's the holiday one. So
this smells like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's got that holiday. It says sounds and scents of the holiday season.
So you play Christmas music, and it smells like a forest.
Yeah, I guess. And you know, it's got some named people on it: Barbara Streisand, Tony Bennett, Andy Williams, Johnny Mathis.
Pete Zimmerman just perked up.
Yeah. I'm
interested.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool to find something like this. I found this
that was such a year ago. That was such a small window for this kind of technology.
Yeah, it didn't last.
They didn't
very
really
long.
Last. Yeah,
but people are still using it because I do find other the scent disc, but just not this one.
Hilarious.
And not sealed, of course. So that helps. And then something is kind of a beware that it's not worth that much money. Are these like plates? These this one happened to be Star Trek, and you would think it's worth a lot. It was put out by, I believe, UNESCO. I warn everybody with this like collectible stuff, like the plates or the little figurines, try to buy the stuff used because it's worse than a car driving off the lot.
Yeah.
It depreciates so much, and you can pick them up for pennies on the dollar at garage sales and stuff. So if you do want to collect it, that's how you should collect it. Don't buy it firsthand, through the program, because you're going to pay, $20, $30.
And this is a Star Trek one.
This one is
got all the Star Trek.
Yeah, it says Captain's Tribute.
Oh, it's all captains.
Yeah, and it's a 30-year commemorative plate, but it's still, this is like a $15 plate.
Kirk,
and that's including shipping.
It's got Picard.
Right, yep.
Yeah, if this was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or whatever, and I was like in a game show, name all of the Star Trek captains. It'd be like Kirk, Picard.
Right.
Nerd alert.
Phone a friend.
Right. Yeah, we got the
because Kate Mulgrew's on there, but I don't know what she played. She was like Deep Space 10 or something like that.
Yeah, and you know, I guess yeah, they're just covering the 30 yeah. years, so they got.
Yeah, I know. Just now, I'm intrigued on the right. Star Trek captains. I'm almost intrigued to give away a pizza just to name the four captains. That
there
are on
you
that
go.
Plate. All right, let's start off. Let's start with Cheryl. Cheryl's on the line. Cheryl, what do you want to brag about?
Hi, Cheryl. Hi. I have Kittyland memorabilia.
Oh, nice.
I'm wearing my Kittyland t-shirt that I bought at the park. I have one of the workers' jackets. I have
awesome.
The clown outfit. I have one of the signs, and I have the hand stamp.
So you
and
kept
I do
all that
Kittyland.
Stuff?
Well, I do Kittyland presentations at local libraries, and I'm just coming back from
that's
one
awesome.
Right
that's
now.
Awesome.
That's so awesome. As some of the listeners may know, I am like an amusement park collector, especially like Santa's Village and Riverview and stuff like that. I love collecting that stuff. So this is right up my alley, and you've got some really rare stuff. It's not everyday items that
but
someone could have bought.
But Cheryl, you can't sell them because then your Kittyland presentation would be like I used to have.
I know. I was going to tell her to write me. I want to buy it.
If you look on eBay, you can't find anything Kittyland.
Right.
Nobody's
really?
Selling anything.
Right. I have Adventureland stuff, but I don't think I have any Kittyland stuff. I have a lot of Sands Village, a lot of Adventureland, a lot of Great America, and especially when it was Marriott's and not Six Flags.
All right, Cheryl, let me ask you this. Who's coming to these Kittyland presentations?
You know what? A lot of the people that went to them,
yeah.
either as kids or they brought their kids to them, but it's funny, a lot of workers that worked at Kittyland,
right.
like tomorrow night I'm doing Oak Park Library, and because it's so close to Melrose Park,
yeah,
there's
going to
be a lot of people
yeah.
there that you know have really strong feelings about Kittyland and how it closed 10 years ago.
If you could write me through my Facebook page, I would love to come to one of your presentations, especially if you get out a little bit further west from Oak Park. But
okay.
yeah, you've got some great stuff.
Yeah, there you
and,
go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cheryl, I smell a story. Thank you. If I ever need
all right, thank you.
I ever need a guest to talk about Kittyland, it should
yeah.
be Cheryl, right?
Yeah, I'd say bring her on.
And to be frank, she set the bar pretty high for this swap meet.
Yep.
Because right off the bat, she's working with her memorabilia.
Yep. She's
I mean,
got
she's
it
gonna
on.
Be hungry.
She's wearing it.
She's got Malnati pizza in her future, but it's early.
It is.
I don't want to give it away
it
early,
is.
But it's you know she's the pace car.
We made that mistake last.
Let's go to Pat.
Early.
Let's go to Pat. Pat, turn your radio down. But what do you want to brag about?
I have a signed VHS copy of the 1979 classic film Hot Stuff, signed by its star, the late Dom DeLuise.
How did you get that?
Just ran into him way back. Might have been about 81, something like that.
You had the copy in your hand?
I just happened to have it in the back seat or something.
Hold on, Dom. Dom, hold on. Let me get this.
All right.
Let me get Hot Stuff. I got a new
car. Coming out of a restaurant, actually, in L.A.
I love it. All right. I'm
well, obviously,
to this.
You know, I'm trying to find anything signed
hot
Dom DeLuise. I'm not going to find a Hot Stuff signed
VHS. You start
VHS,
with Hot
but...
Stuff.
But
that's a great one too, right? That's really good.
It is a good, and you know that's what we like—the kind of rarer stories like that. Dom DeLuise signatures are only going for about $20.
Yeah,
so if it's a sealed, I mean, I don't know. I'd start an auction like $30, but it
yeah,
is a good story.
The story of the gentleman going to get the VHS copy of Hot Stuff out of the back of his car
right.
to get Dom DeLuise to sign it. I like it.
That is good.
All right. One more call before we take our break. Matt, what do you know the captains? That are on the plate.
Oh, yeah. I know the captains, man.
What do you got?
All right. So I got Captain Picard.
Mm-hmm.
I got Captain Riker.
Yeah.
I got Captain Kirk. And I got Captain Janeway.
Now, Riker is number two, isn't he? Wasn't he number two behind Picard?
No, but he was captain afterwards, though.
Oh. No, this is an African-American.
Yeah.
Riker was number two with that beard. He looked like he was on L.A. Law, but he was actually on Star Trek.
Oh, you're talking about Captain LaForge?
Yes.
Is it LaForge?
Yeah, LaForge.
Yeah, it's LaForge, Geordi LaForge.
Yep.
That looks nothing like Geordi LaForge. I just want to say that. But awesome. Good job, Matt. I don't have anything for you, but you gave us a little Star Trek trivia, and I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Greg Flam is here. The lines are lighting up. This is a fun one.
Yep.
Everyone is contributing. We have a ton of texts as well. We're going to get to 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. All right, swap meet, 312-981-7200, the phone number. Greg Flam is in studio. He is at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can give us a ring right now, and he'll tell you if any of your junk is worth anything, right?
Right.
And really, it's all about the brag.
It is.
That's the fun part. All right, let's get right back into it. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the line. What do you want to brag about, Mike?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a push-button phone from the 1996 Democratic National Convention that was, of course, held at the United Center.
Right.
It's in perfect condition, and I don't know if anybody remembers those phones. I think the volunteers used to call out looking for donations. So, you know, it's just a part of Chicago history. It says DNC 96. It's a white plastic phone, push button. I think it has a red receiver. It's one if there's any call for those.
Yeah, I was just telling Justin, I actually just sold one of those for about $35 or $40 a couple months ago. So
where'd you get it? You were working it, Mike?
I worked it, but that's not how I got it. Years later, a friend of mine had one. I was talking about it, and he was like, guess what? Then a couple weeks later, shows up my door with it. He's like, here you go, man. Nice. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, all right. And you might get $30 out of it.
They still work. You know, it's something to keep around the house, too. You know.
Thanks, Mike.
If you have a landline.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
It's funny, too, because I was just telling the listeners the story. I covered that convention for when I was, I wasn't even 21. Maybe I was 21 at the time. Because it was in August, and I was just about to turn 21. And I was directing a broadcast from it, which is awesome. And I had all the access, and it was cool to be down there. And I got out on the floor, and I was able to check this stuff, everything out. And I was right by Dick Kay.
Oh, nice.
And Dick Kay is about to go. He's live on NBC5. He's about to do his thing. And there were a lot of people down there, so I was also a little bit amazed he was going to try to do a live shot.
Yeah.
And he was just essentially like, out of my way. And he pushed me. Wow. He's like, you're in my shot. And he pushed me, full arm push, out of the way. And I was like, I can't wait to tell my dad. You know, I got pushed by Dick Kay. They also had awesome food. Daily had hooked that up, so there was like a room for reporters that was just all of Chicago delicacies. So deep dish pizza.
Yeah, and the best.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That's what I remember from that.
That's cool.
And Paul Simon. Senator Simon was there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to Deborah. Deborah, what do you want to brag about, Deborah?
Hi, love your show. I have a manual from Star Trek. It is the only one I've ever seen. I'm afraid to go to Comic-Con with it.
What is a manual? What do you mean a manual?
It is a manual of everyone's outfit, every size of the ships, and in detail.
Wow.
It looks like something that's right off the set or something that was used in the making of the movie.
It shows
movie,
the costumes
maybe.
And all the designs and all those ships that are... That's cool.
Do you happen to know the year? Because they did make different years of those.
Oh, it's very early 60s.
Oh, wow.
I have it in a Ziploc bag. And it's been in that bag since... I'm 55, so it's been in that bag. Since I was probably 12.
Wow. Okay. I like that until you go find it and the termites got in there.
Right.
No, it's Ziploc tight. Right. Yeah. I also have a number one piano bench from the Civic Opera House, the original opera.
Wow. Well, how do you get a bench from the Civic Opera House?
I actually found it. It was out by my garbage can in one of my buildings that I used to live in.
Wow.
And I sit on it every day.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Sure led with that.
Yeah, right? That's great.
Yeah, it's in beautiful, beautiful shape. As soon as I saw it, I made a dive for it.
That's
you know?
Awesome. That's the way you got
to
do
Those are one-of-a-kind things. And you definitely want to hold
on to
that.
It's labeled number one, and I was actually wondering, would that have been the number one bench that would be on stage?
Yeah, I don't know how that goes.
That's a good question.
Thanks, Ann. I'll look into that. I don't know. I think at the end of the day, they might switch those out, but it would make sense. That's like maybe for the number one pianist. That's
right,
on, you know,
right.
Like
that makes sense.
I just love the idea that she found it next to her house. I was hoping the story was, I was rolling down to the opera house, and I went in the alley over there by the river, and I just saw they put out all this furniture.
Right.
And I jumped it. I grabbed it, and I took the Metro home, and it was good to go.
Right.
All right, let's keep going.
That's awesome.
Ann, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Ann?
Oh, hi. Thank you. I have a talking Pee Wee Herman doll, from the original show.
Yeah.
The guy just asked me, he says, what other stuff? I know you are, but
right.
What am I?
What am I? Yeah.
I love you. It's like from the original show, though. So this
is
from like the
80s. Yep.
Yeah, so, that's it.
Yeah, conditions everything. So if you have it in the box, obviously more money. Outside the box, they can be as low as $20.
And an outside the box type.
But
right. I do have the original box.
Okay.
If
you have the box, it's about $80 to $100.
You're kidding. Where would I bring it?
In the box. Well, that's online pricing, and I'm taking those off the sold prices, not what people are asking. So.
Okay.
But it's not as rare. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. But it's not as rare as you would think, but, obviously condition would be everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, awesome. So $80. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called.
Thank you.
I've heard a rumor, and I think this might have even been a part of the push when they did the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman movie.
Okay.
That the Pee-wee's Playhouse was actually Andy Kaufman's fun zone, and Pee-wee took it. The idea that Andy Kaufman, when he was on top, he did a pilot for a talk show that was very similar to the Pee-wee Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
He did it at TTW in Chicago. Uh-huh. Like in the it's amazing.
Wow.
And one of the things he did is he had a desk. He had guests. He had Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley, and as his first guest. And he put his desk on stilts. So it went all the way up to the top. No. So when she sat down, he was all the way up there, and he'd be like, "So tell me about your movie."
Yeah.
He'd like shout down. But he did a lot of the Playhouse kind of stuff, and this was the end of his life, close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I don't think it was like a steel moment for Pee-wee, but I think it was like the idea, like I'm gonna do this show, and that's where Pee-wee Playhouse came from.
Yeah.
Look at me,
but
all the trivia tonight.
All those toys, those Pee-wee toys, are worth money. So
are they?
If you can find them at the better condition.
The adult theater didn't do any damage to the legacy of Pee-wee Herman?
I don't,
No?
Might have initially, but it's definitely
moved
come
down
back.
All right. 312-981-7200, the phone number. It's a swap meet. We'll take a break, get Don's news, come back, and we'll get to you on the phone and the text, and we'll continue here. 312-981-7200. The phone number here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flamm is here as well at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Yep.
You're all over. You're all the social media.
I'm working
LinkedIn.
It, yeah.
You're all over LinkedIn?
I don't use LinkedIn that much. Yeah. I don't use Twitter as much either. But
how about TikTok? You all over
I'm
TikTok?
I'm on TikTok, but nothing posted. Nothing posted.
Yet.
But
wait.
I do have an account.
I can't wait to see what you're posting.
My 6-second video.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the calls here, and then I want to get to some texts too. Let's go to Norm. Norm, what do you want to brag about, Norm?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, big fan of the show and the segment. So I came across an old chest, probably early 1900s. Kind of interesting, very upscale looking. But the thing is, it says Kate Watson Theater. I guess printer or whatever on the top of it. So may have been using that type of like a theater company.
Right.
I looked her up online. She looks like some type of artist or whatnot. Maybe some Chicago connection. Mm. So just trying to see if you have any knowledge on.
She's looking
on,
for her chest.
Yeah, the antique chests do pretty well on their own. So with that kind of a name associated with it, I'd have to ask you to pass it on or to ask some other people about that, because that's kind of out of my league.
Yeah, furniture's always weird because, the chests go for a lot, but you then start to compete with, I guess you're competing with all the refurbished people, right, who are, sanding that stuff down.
And, yeah, but people could tell the difference if it's, like a repro or the original.
Yeah.
And like you said, the name of the, Kate Watson on there will make a huge difference, I think.
What happens, Norm, is that you get a random 2x4,
mm-hmm.
you put a little sand on there, sand it down a little bit, and you go, $450.
Right. Yeah.
And people are like, and if you're at an Andersonville boutique, they'll be like, sold.
That does happen, yeah.
Exactly. Yep, yep.
Thanks, Norm.
Awesome.
Thanks, Norm.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Lee. Lee, what do you want to brag about, Lee? You there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a signature from JFK when he was running in the primary, had a campaign on some of his campaign literature. You can't make anything out, of course. I mean, he was a scribbler.
That's great. Well, I wonder, does that matter? I mean, if you have a scribbler, If it's someone who's a famous and historic, who's a scribbler, does that matter in the difference of...
I guess it's a matter of if you can confirm it, if you can prove it somehow, then it doesn't matter if it's scribble or not.
Is 1960 JFK as big as...
I'm looking here, and some signatures are in the $600 to $800 range right now, so...
There you go. Yeah, so Lee, you might have a winner there, man.
Try to get it authenticated.
Yes, go to authentication shop and say, would you take a look at this scribble?
Yeah, a couple times a year they go to the conventions on in Rosemont there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so you can go there in person and pay your $35, whatever, and they'll check it out.
All right, 312-981-7200. I still think that Cheryl and the Kitty Land is still leading.
Yep.
It's hard to say go against Kitty Land.
Yep.
What kind of monster are you?
Tugs at my heartstring there.
Yeah. 773 says, I have a pogo stick from 1954.
Very nice.
Ooh, what is that? What is toys like that, like functional toys? Because it's going to be used. You can't keep that stuff in a box.
Yeah, even used, something like that is more of a decor. You'll see them at TJ Fridays to homes anywhere. So that, there is a market for that. I can't find 1954 pogo, but vintage pogo sticks are in the $80 to $100 range.
Okay.
You can get them as low as $20, $25 if they're kind of broken or rusty. But yeah, there's definitely a market. I saw quite a few that sold. So
this, in 1954, they were made with asbestos.
Right. And, it's like lead paint.
Yeah, lead and asbestos. Now with lead.
Right.
All right. Keep it moving. Yeah. 312 says, is there a value for Marshall Field matches? They're fancy matches, so it's not the kind.
Yeah, I would think so. And what I was finding during the break, about $15 to $20 just for a matchbook.
For a matchbook.
So maybe the match sticks might be worth a little bit more if you have the cover and so forth. But yeah, a lot of Marshall Field stuff is kind of collectible.
It's still going, huh?
Yeah, still doing well.
Really?
Yep.
Is there going to be a point where, it can't. It's only going to get more because as you get further away from what Marshall Fields was, everyone's going to still hold on to this
stuff. Yeah, I kind of think it's going to go down over the next 10, 20 years because, younger people just
don't care.
It's not what it used to mean to them. So
they're going
to
be like, oh, man, I've got this cool thing I got from Amazon.
Yeah, right.
I got these socks from Amazon. Are they worth anything?
I think about all the time. I'm thinking, I got to start collecting the early iPhones because that's what they're going to want 20, 30 years from now.
Every time I'm in a Target, I'm like, I got to get that red bullseye because I know in 15, 20 years, everyone's going to love this Target shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not. He also has a question about the 312, the value of the posters you get at Dark Lord Day.
Yeah, those
Dark Lord
those
is Three Floyds in Munster. They have the brewery and they have their big festival there.
Yep.
They were purchased at an annual event and are prints that are numbered 1 of 200, 300, etc.
Right. Yeah, some go as high as 110.
Hmm.
There are many right now available for about 50. So it depends what number probably or what the the graphic or art is on the poster.
Yeah, because every year it's a different.
Right. Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We got tons of texts. I'm going to get to them. I just got to bounce back in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Everyone, a bunch of Charles Schwab stuff. Bulls are bad.
First game of season.
All right, I'm getting there. While I'm looking, okay, here we go. We're back. We made it. 630. I have from Soldier Field, a parking sign. Any ideas on price would be great. It's from my dad. He had them forever. It's a Grateful Dead bus, van, auto, long-term parking sign.
Yeah, that's gold right there, I think. I'm thinking that could be at least auction starting at $400,
really?
To be honest. Yeah, because Grateful Dead does really well. Obviously, from 1990, anything from Jerry Garcia being around and earlier is what you want to have to sell. But yeah, that's really cool because it's kind of a one-of-a-kind item.
Yeah,
it would look great in anyone's basement as a collectible, so that's pretty good.
Is that where that's the de facto place that you will put your memorabilia is in the basement?
Well,
I'm putting that right in the front window.
Right.
If I had one of those Rodman cups where the hair lit up,
that
thing would be right. I'd be like the guy from Christmas Story with the leg
right in the window.
In the window,
right.
In the basement.
Put it on a post in your front yard.
Yeah, there you go.
But it might get stolen.
Yeah, that's true. 870 says, I have around 70 to 80 airshow posters from the 90s, from when I was on the show circuit.
That's awesome.
Oh, so ones from Florida all the way up to Vancouver. Airshow posters. What is that?
Yeah, I would think those would do really well, especially if you sold them maybe five at a time. He said he had 70 of them.
Yeah, 70, 80, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd probably try to sell them five or 10 at a time, starting at like a $100 auction. I think certain cities are going to be worth more because that's what people are going to want, the city that they're from. They want that air show.
Is there a fervor for air show posters?
It's going to be probably a matter of what the graphic looked like, you know, how it was designed.
But I guess there are people who are airplane aficionados, things like that.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I know pilots that want to collect that kind of stuff for their, you know, man caves. So, yeah, it's just a matter of what the graphic is and probably the city.
I hope that at some point a pilot would buy that poster and then just hang it in the cockpit.
right.
They're in there all the time, right? They just have like the little decor in there.
Right.
A whole bit.
They got like the fuzzy dice.
Yeah. Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly. All right. 312 says a friend of mine has a 1960s United Airline promo poster with Marina City in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's a United Airlines flight attendant. She lives in Marina City.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was the place that growing up, I always wanted to live in there. It was either there or Lakeport and Tower, but I'm still going towards Marina City.
Well, I've been in there. The apartments are pie-shaped because, you know, they're cob, you know, almost like corn cob towers. But they're pie-shaped, so when you're in there, it's weird to think when you kind of look at the walls, you're like, oh, this is totally cool.
Yep.
It is shaped like a little pie because of the
round. Yeah,
yeah, it's round.
What was the movie again where the car crashed?
We had this. It was
70s.
It was, it was, what's his name, Bullet. It was...
Bronson?
No, not Bronson, Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that's a good... That's actually something I want to bring up is that Pete and I have been hard at work getting together our... All 64 entries into the Chicago movie.
Oh yeah, I heard you talking about that. Yeah.
Tournament, the best Chicago movie, and we have it's just laid out like NCAA tournament, a whole bracket and everything. We've been working on it.
That's
and
a good scene though. That
right,
scene is good.
That movie where that happens, and it wasn't Bullet; it's something else.
The Hunter.
The Hunter, yeah, yes. Is in there. It's a low seed.
Okay,
not gonna make a big deal. It may have to go up against Ferris Bueller or something early, but we're gonna do that coming up in November. We picked a week, November 11th or something like that, where we're gonna actually do that.
I'll have to bring some stuff that matches that.
Yeah, right. That'd be great.
Let me know what you find.
Yeah, yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're still up in the air on who gets the pizza brag.
I'm
liking
Kitty Land.
We like Kitty Land and Kitty Land memorabilia from Cheryl because she lives it every day. She's making presentations. But the lines are open right now. And if you want that pizza, now's the time to brag about your stuff. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. Come back here with Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. It's a Swap Meet. And Greg Flam is here. Let's go to Carl. Carl, what do you want to brag about, Carl?
Hey, guys. Good evening. I've got a top from Europe brought back from World War II, one of those metal German helmets. It's got a bullet hole in it on top of it. And also, he's got a couple things. A couple things have disappeared through the years, but I've still got one of the authentic, it's a red background, white circle with the Nazi swastika armband worn by the Germans in the day.
Wow.
So,
it's a weird thing, you know, because the Germans in World War II were Nazis, and Nazi paraphernalia in any form is kind of like taboo online, right?
Yeah, they ban anything with a swastika on eBay, I know that, and but there are so many like different conventions or swap meets for war memorabilia that you'll have no problem finding someone to buy that. I just don't specialize in that, but if you want to send me a picture, I
can try to
you know, help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I realize this. Some of this stuff is not the most
common,
popular in some circles, you know, but it's interesting from the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's definitely a market.
Ballad of the Bulge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
thanks, Carl. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's not like changing it up to make it some other symbol. I mean, it's from World War II.
It's history, yeah.
Let's go, Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, listen, I've got a one of those cutout posters from, I don't know, a few years back where when you would go into the convenience stores, Coca-Cola had a display, and it was the cutout life-size Santa Claus display enjoying a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's huge, right? Yeah. That's like the iconic.
Yeah, and do you happen to know what year it is by chance?
God, you know what? I want to think this was probably at least 10 years ago.
Okay, yeah. It's not in the ballpark where it's going to be $200 to $300, but I think you still could probably get 80 to 100, maybe 40. Do an auction for sure. I mean, it's not a common item.
Joe, do you incorporate that poster, that stand to, in your Christmas decorations?
Well, I used to. I still have it. I moved in. It's kind of in storage right now, but it's pretty cool. I walked into the store, and I knew the woman who was managing it, and she was getting ready to pitch it, and I said, "You're kidding." She says, "No, I'm going to get rid of it." And yeah. I said, "I'll take it." And I had an Oldsmobile Cutlass, and I could hardly get Santa in the car. But he finally did fit. I think he wanted to with me, you know, and just... chill out and, you know, hang out for Christmas somewhere instead of ending up in a dumpster.
Was the Cutlass one of those where it was the full, you had the full seats on the front? You know, not the two-seater, but it was a full where you could, no?
No, it was a Cutlass Sierra four-door, and I swear I don't know how I got him in there, but...
Well, you worked your magic. Yeah,
My advice would be to, you know, pack it right and just pack it away for 20, 30 years. It's going to go up in value. Oh. It's going to be worth more than it is now, that's for sure.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
That's a good one. I like that one. All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, what do you want to brag about, Tom?
Hey, I have a seat out of the old Comiskey Park after it was closed. They did an auction selling, you know, memorabilia and stuff out of the park, light fixtures. And I have one of the seats that they gave out. They had a whole truckload of them, and they were selling them right there at the field.
Do you find a way to use it in your living room? Like as a couch?
I have not yet because the seats are... The back legs are shorter than the front legs.
Right.
Because of the way the... the stepping was in the stadium, so I've got to find a way to, you know, build something so it sits level.
Yeah, right.
But I do have it in my closet.
I'm sorry, it's so small.
Yeah. What I've seen some people do with those is they mount them to like a board that looks like home plate. So I've seen people do one or two and mount it to a board like that, and then you can sit on it.
That would be cool. That would be cool. But it's wood, and it's got like 3, 4, 5 layers of paint on it, different layers. Yeah. You know, you can see the different colors and the numbers are stamped into the wood. So this is seat 12 or 13 or whatever. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're probably looking 150 to 400, depending condition. I think even the number of the seat would matter as well. Definitely if you sell that, put that in your listing. So,
cool. Very cool.
All right, awesome.
Very
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Go.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's see here. All right. I got one question for you. This is a question that I've got more text. I just want to get this. The Make America Great Again hat.
Okay.
Right? The red hat.
You're going to push the buttons tonight.
Yeah. Do you think that hat is going to be a huge seller in the future, like in 20 years' time? Or will it be a relic of you know, people of the political victories or defeats? Regardless of
maybe
Trump.
Maybe 20 years from now,
do you think something like that? Because I think about the memorabilia of World War II, and I think about Vietnam era, and it doesn't... Rarely are you talking about politics when you're talking about the relic.
Obviously, you know, we've heard so much about people wearing that hat in the news, even. And if you go on eBay, I kid you not, there's hundreds of listings for Make America Great Hats. And I just think they're making so many that I can't see really... Unless it was signed by Trump, maybe 20 years from now, something like that.
Right.
You know, but right now you can get a, you know, Make America Great hat for $8.
Is that how is that how you sell a hat like that? Because there's no marketplace to go get it. Can you go to the whitehouse.gov?
I'm sure there's some you know, souvenir shops, especially like at an airport or something, that they probably have them.
Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting to think about some of the relics and the I guess, quote-unquote, collectibles of today, and whether or not they'll stick around in 20, 30 years. That would be probably the biggest one, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
That and the Hillary Clinton rubber mask for Halloweens.
Yeah, the Nixon mask still do all right, I guess, for Halloween.
Or I was going to make a joke like Hillary's emails.
Right.
Like if you had server. Hillary's. Hi, yeah, hey, it's we'll Justin from Chicago. I've got Hillary's emails. I've had them for like 30 years.
What I got I her server.
Greg Flam, you can be found at Facebook, at Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. You're doing a big thing on YouTube Friday. On Friday. What is it?
Yeah, Friday night, I'm guesting on some big YouTubers, Katie and Vicky, and Vicky's with two Ks. They're big resellers in the eBay community, and they asked me to be a guest. So 8 o'clock on YouTube Central Standard Time. If you go to any of my social media, I'll post all about
it. And that's at DuPage Picker.
At DuPage Picker or DuPage Picker on Facebook, DuPage Picker on YouTube. I'll post it
there. Awesome. Well, it's a swap meet. It's every Wednesday here on 720 WGN. Greg, always a pleasure.
It's awesome. Thanks.